You're listening to another exciting edition of Duncan's Pulse here on Dragon Digital Radio. Yours truly, Ron Stafford, in studio for the next 30 minutes. So glad to have you there on the other side of the radio. If you're listening to this and you say, hey, I want to be part of Duncan's Pulse, just get in touch with me, rstafford@howardcc.edu. Again, that is rstafford@howardcc.edu. You've heard her voice here on the radio station a few times before, and it's a pleasure to welcome her to Duncan's Pulse. And of course, I'm talking about Susan G. Kramer. Sue is she's the Arts Collective here at HCC. She's the producing artistic director here at the college. Sue, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks for having me.
No problem. You're on Razzle Dazzle here on the show, Mike. Am I correct?
I have been, yes.
Let's just talk about that show. I've listened to a few of the programs. Let's just do a little plug for Razzle Dazzle. What's Razzle Dazzle all about?
And they cover so many of the arts in Howard County.
Wow.
They're great. It's a great artistic team. And it's always a pleasure sitting down with Judy and Carolyn. And they cover everything from high school to the professional theater arts here in the county and beyond as well. They're great.
That's wonderful. Let's just go back and talk about your initial beginnings here at HCC. You've been with the Arts Collective since its inception in 1994. How did you become a part of HCC, and how did the collective come about?
Wow, that's an amazing question. I've probably been working here at the college it's going on almost 30 years.
Wow.
Yeah, and when I came here, there wasn't any drama club.
Huh.
And so I began working in the Arts and Humanities Division as part-time. Before I knew it, I was full-time. Valerie Lash, back then, was the dean as well.
I've seen that name around emails and stuff, yes.
Oh, yes. She's been here longer than I have.
Okay.
And so she's the dean of everybody.
Right.
And so she and I have known one another since I was, well before that. I don't even want to know how many years that is.
Okay. So we will not go there.
That's right. So, but it's been great. So I approached her, and she said, yeah, go for it. Talk to the people in student activities. So we had a group that was called a club through student activities here at the college called the Performing Arts Group.
Okay. I was just going to say, there was never any drama before you came here?
Well,
to Howard?
It was my understanding it was tried or tested for a little bit.
Okay.
But just didn't, nothing came.
Nothing took off.
Right. So we decided to try this performing arts group. We met every week and ended up doing some coffee houses, some kind of dipping our toe in showcases and things. So actually, our first coffee house is where the student TV studio is here.
Huh. Yeah.
So that was amazing. We used to have a lot of performances, rehearsals in there. It was great. So that got to be pretty well received and got to be huge. Lots of participants. And what was great is there was a lot of returning students involved. So we had adults and young adults, teens, you know, all together working. And
right.
So it was wonderful. Then that sort of grew to a point where they wanted to do more and more.
Okay.
So we decided to kind of become, under Valerie's guidance, become our own entity.
Gotcha.
So we then became the Student Alumni Arts.
Okay. I can sort of, this is the growth of this.
Exactly.
It's like a kid to an infant to a teenager kind of thing.
Exactly, yeah. Okay. I mean, our name did change to suit kind of what we were doing.
Right.
So we wanted to be clear because everybody was like, what is the performing arts group? What does that mean?
Right.
You know, people need to understand what it is when you say the title.
That's right.
So that's why Student Alumni Arts, because we did have folks who weren't necessarily taking classes here but had at one point some graduates, and they all kept coming back and wanting to do stuff with us.
Sure.
With current students.
Sure.
So the kinds of things we started doing were productions, one-act plays.
Which are so much fun in and of themselves,
because
they're so
absolutely
short, but they're so powerful.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes, they are. Yeah. And then we started doing productions such as Mice and Men,
that's great stuff.
And so it grew from like once a couple shows a year to more than that. And also, the Arts and Humanities Division had something called Student Fine Arts Month, where all of these things, and I'm talking about back in the beginning, like I said, like over 25 years ago, where at the end of every semester, right? They would do a chorus concert, a dance concert. There would be music. There would be an art opening, you know, an art exhibit open, and like a one-act play. So all of the arts kind of came together. Excuse me, that was Student Fine Arts Night, which grew into Student Fine Arts Month. It's quite a history here. So, yeah, so... So that sort of, just to kind of jump forward, okay, so then that became kind of a year-round operation, Student Alumni Arts. And then it became the Arts Collective.
Now, when did you actually make that transition into that new title? Was this
right when
early
this
90s?
Building opened.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
we're leaping way ahead.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. When
just
the
trying,
Harvard
just trying
Center,
to catch up, okay.
Yes, when the Harvard Center opened, that's when we changed the name to the Arts Collective.
Okay, yeah. Very good. So the Arts Collective embodies what? Is this
everybody.
It's obviously theater, so it's visual arts, it's...
It can be.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. For a while, we had a dance company,
and
which was real successful.
I can imagine.
And now the dance department has taken that over as their baby.
Okay.
And which is awesome. They do a bunch of dance programs there.
Yeah.
My
daughter would love that.
Concerts,
yeah.
Yes, beautiful showcases and opportunities to choreograph and all of that stuff. So
very
the
cool.
dance department is growing beautifully.
Okay.
So Arts Collective does original works. We do readings right now. We collaborate with folks in the community, people who are. Out there working, you know, also students here to college, really everybody. Yeah.
So is it just theater now? I mean, you mentioned the other departments sort of have taken the dance and the vision. Is it primarily, is it what, 75%
theater?
I would say
yes,
okay.
yes. But but we often, you know, collaborate like this year.
Exactly.
Our improv group, What Improv Group,
right.
Began collaborating last year with Tara Hart, with the HCC Humanities Department.
Okay.
And also HOCO Palitzo, Howard County Poetry and Literature Society.
Gotcha.
So we began to do some response to written works by local poets and writers.
How is
so
that?
That's,
not to interrupt.
Yeah,
how,
yeah.
How the local thing is huge. I mean, Howard County, again, I live in Queen Anne's County, and, you know, it's pretty much, you know,
absolutely.
The people talk like the land go on flat and flat forever.
Mm-hmm.
Not really. But the one thing, the local scene in this county is huge.
It is, absolutely.
I mean, it's
is.
Just huge.
There's so many things to get involved in.
Do you have to sort of turn people away because there is so much local theater talent here? As
oh,
far
you
as...
never turn anyone away.
Okay.
You never do.
You're like, well, maybe next semester, you know, that kind of thing. That's right.
Yeah. So going back to collaboration
sure.
and whatnot, is it just theater? And, well, our coffee house this year that kicked off our season
okay.
also incorporated not only the writing pieces, but also visual art. So the improvers were... responding to photographs taken by students here at the college. So it was
okay.
like, and then we also had dancers involved that were doing some improvisational dance. It was this huge, beautiful, and music too, beautiful celebration of the arts there. So we love to cross-pollinate, I guess, is the way to
When you were thinking about this, again, 25 years ago,
yeah.
did you think that the Arts Collective would get to this place? Are you glad that it got to this place?
Oh, absolutely. It's a dream come true. I mean, I often say, and humbly, so I have probably the best job in the world.
Very cool.
I'm very, very, very blessed. Very,
very
lucky.
Cool. Very cool. Let's take a quick moment right there,
yes.
and then we'll get talking about what the Arts Collective, you know, sort of maybe get your thoughts on sort of some highlights of the work that you've done over the last few years and so much more. Again, my guest with me this half hour is Susan G. Kramer. She is the Arts Collective here at HCC, and she is the Producing Artistic Director of AC. Back with more here on Duncan's Pulse in just a minute.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
And we're back here on Duncan's Pulse. Yours truly, Ron Stafford, keeping you company. And again, my in-studio guest for the remainder of this half hour is Susan G. Kramer. She is the producing artistic director with HCC and the AC. Let's just go back to what you were talking about, Susan. The collaboration here is so important. Talk about working together with the other departments. Is it really, I was going to say labor of love, but that's really what it is.
It absolutely is. Yeah. Absolutely is. And it's great to get other perspectives. And also just the people who work here are fabulous. I've one of the best collaborations with Tara Hart. She's fantastic. And Becky Bafford, I've collaborated with her. Hmm. I've collaborated with people in the HR department, Dave Jordan and his folks, and on a project that we worked on. And we also have helped a couple of the entities here on campus, such as the Children's Learning Center. We did a children's book drive for them as a part of our holiday improv show.
Interesting.
We also did a food pantry drive last semester as a part of our holiday reading, the Christmas Carol.
That's
so
wonderful.
we try to be a little bit of an octopus and really reach out. I actually did a head count after the coffee house, and there were over 75 people on campus that were involved in that one event, and it's beautiful.
It's wonderful.
Really beautiful.
Do you sort of have to balance out the work here with the college with going out into the community? I mean, obviously, you know, sharing and you know, caring with others is what it's all about. Do you sort of have to, I mean, there is a balance that goes on there. Am I correct in that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Right. And it's, I would say, probably fairly a 50-50 split of folks from the community and people here on campus.
Okay.
I'd say probably more folks from here on campus, if you include all of the on-campus partnerships that we have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talk about the last couple of productions that you've done going back, I say, maybe 2 or 3 years with the AC. What are some of the recent productions that you've done here on campus?
Okay, that's a great question.
I mean, I'm looking here at the bio.
Yes.
I'm looking here. There's there have other productions here. We've done Peter Pan. You've done Dracula,
oh, yes.
Streetcar Named Desire, Pippin, Noises Off, Crucible.
Yeah.
So when you're choosing, because I know high schools, you know, usually have a spring musical and a fall play. Is that sort of how it is on the theater side with AC? Is that how it is?
How it used to be.
Okay.
That's how it used to be. It's
okay.
Kind of our mission has kind of changed and evolved. Arts and Humanities Theater Department underwent reorganization this year.
Wow.
And so the theater department, which is primarily students, they are doing the larger scale productions, the full scale productions. This is really all in a nutshell, Ron.
I'm trying to get my head around this collective. It's like this eight-armed octopus. I'm like, is it theater? Is it this? I'm like, it's all the above, Stafford. Get it in your head.
Yes. Well, and cool. Arts Collective's piece of that is we do sort of the original works, like improv. We're working right now on a devised play, an original devised play, which we're really excited about. We're mounting a first ever improv festival, which is huge.
And I can just imagine the preparation that goes into that.
Yes, it's very exciting. It's coming up soon.
Oh, my word.
And so Arts Collective is just a piece of the theater department.
Okay.
Because there's also the dance entity. There's Rep Stage, the professional theater in residence here at the college.
Yes.
That do productions.
Right.
So it just goes on and on. But yeah, so our mission has changed a little bit.
Okay.
We're doing, like I said, more toward the original.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that
readings? Readings such as readings of works, things like that.
And those have been very well received, I take it.
Yes, they have.
Very good. Very good. Talk about the last couple of years. What has been the most proud moment that you've had working with the students and faculty? If you could highlight one or two. Just talk about the proudest achievement or the proudest moment that you've had of your work with the AC, if you could nail it down to one or two.
Wow. I've been talking about with you since I've sat down here about that coffee house that we kicked off our season with. And that was at the beginning of our 22nd season. Hmm. And it was in the fall. And that was when we decided to pull visual arts, dance.
Everybody.
You know,
right.
Yeah. And musicians together,
right.
Actors together. And to actually see that come to fruition, it was almost too much to take. It was so overwhelmingly beautiful. They, the dancers were started off and led the audience doing improvisational movement through the quad. This coffee house happened in RCF 400 in this beautiful cabaret environment, and it was getting to be twilight, and it was just beautiful.
I can just imagine the lighting coming through the window.
It was beautiful. Oh, we have the most beautiful photos of that, thanks to Bruce Press.
Very cool.
Yeah, but I have to say, having all of those artistic entities come together, the writers, you know, the musicians, the visual artists, the dancers, and the actors, it was just absolutely, it was fantastic.
So all the planning that went into that really paid off.
Oh, absolutely. And it was easy to do. I mean, it was a pleasure. It was an absolute pleasure.
It's interesting, and I consider this, if you enjoy the work you do, you don't consider it work. You know,
and I
can, you know, this is how I've felt in broadcasting, and how just over the last 16 minutes, you enjoy this. This is fun for you.
I love it.
I can just imagine. I mean, again, with the theater and the sculpting and the arts and dance, it seems like you're being pulled in eight different directions at once, or do you like that, or
how you
deal with that?
Yeah, I feel like I'm kind of pulling it's the other way around.
Pulling them into you.
Yeah, I'm not feeling, no. Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, it is a joy. It is a joy. It's hard work, but you do it because you love it.
Exactly.
You know, you do it because you love it.
Exactly. We've got about a couple minutes till we go into our next break. Are there one or two, you've mentioned Tara Hart and a couple of the other faculty. Are there a couple of students that really stand out in your mind?
I'm so happy you mentioned that.
Okay.
Because when you had asked about proud moments, you know, there are so many beautiful artists that have crossed my path that I've watched grow and flourish and, you know, move on to become professional artists or move on to four-year universities or move on to become whatever it is they want to be, instructors, visual artists, musicians, what have you. It's just been beautiful. And also some of the students who have chosen to stay here with Arts Collective, one person in particular is Daniel Johnston and Emma McDonald, another person who continue to grow and help Arts Collective to grow as well. And just there's so many others. And it's wonderful to have these folks like these guys to move on and then make a choice to come back and share what they've learned, you know, elsewhere with us.
When I talked with the head coach of women's soccer, Kate Seagrove, she sat in that exact chair. That to me is the most rewarding, because once the student comes back,
yes,
and you've seen this in High School Musical and all this other stuff, but that's TV. When the student that you have instructed, and you've made such an important, and I mentioned this to coach, when the student that you've instructed and you've made such a durable impact on their life come back and say, hey, I want to give back part of my time, my life, to the school and the department that helped me, that is huge.
Absolutely.
It is huge.
Absolutely.
It's very, very good.
Yeah.
Let's take another quick break. Again, we'll be right back with more. Susan G. Kramer is my guest for the remainder of this half hour. You're listening to Duncan's Pulse here on Dragon Digital Radio. More in just a moment. Stay close.
I'm so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God. Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
And we're back. Yours truly, Ron Stafford, with you for the next 10 minutes or so. You're listening to Duncan's Pulse. So glad to have with me as my in-studio guest, Susan G. Kramer. She is the producing artistic director of the Arts Collective here at Howard Community College. Sue, there is a ton of stuff coming up here in the next few weeks and months. I'm looking here in March, April, and June. Mm-hmm. Let's first talk about this. I'm looking here at Improvaganza.
That's right.
Man, this is cool. I saw this. True story. I was getting a sandwich during the late delay, and I picked this up, and I'm thinking, oh, my word, this is going to be – it's just fun. It's cool. Number one, I couldn't even figure out what WIG was. Forgive me. But then I looked in the thing, and that's our local theater group. So
our What Improv group.
Yeah,
WIG.
I was like, what's – oh, that's what WIG is.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm looking here. It's the first ever improv festival featuring outstanding improv groups from Baltimore, D.C., Virginia Metro. In a cabaret setting, with an audience participation, that's what makes it so much fun. You know, whether it's theater in the round or, you know, on stage and you have a direct line of contact with the audience, just talk about Improvaganza. What I can just imagine putting this all together. This is March 30, 31, and April 1. Just talk about this for a moment.
Baltimore and D.C. have very active improv communities. The culture there is just so active.
Right.
And tons of different groups, indie groups, groups that have been around for years, spinoff groups. We have had improv here at the college for many years. WIG is now in its 9th season.
Wow.
And we've performed elsewhere off campus as well in Baltimore and also surrounding, you know, in the county.
Okay.
For the Columbia Festival of the Arts, we performed there. For them. It's been a dream of mine to have a festival here on campus.
Right.
And so finally it's happening. It's happening. And
very
it's
cool.
And I have one of the folks who's in WIG, our improv group, is also involved in some of the groups from Baltimore.
Wow.
And his name is Doug Beatty, and he's helping me coordinate this effort. So it's been great. We're bringing in 11 different troops from D.C., from Virginia, and from Baltimore, and they're all coming here on one weekend. And WIG is hosting.
Wow.
And we're also performing as well.
Wow.
But we all get to see each other's work, and
that's
we're
cool.
Also having 3 master classes on Saturday.
Yes.
Of various levels.
I remember my master classes for my music minor in Towson. Master classes will kick your butt, and you will learn something from those classes.
That's right. These are 3-hour classes.
Oh, and my word. I was only an hour, I was dead. Oh, my word.
Yes, these are 3-hour classes,
oh,
which is
wow.
traditional
okay.
improv,
yeah.
you know, in that world. And
huh.
so,
okay.
and very they're cool. cheapity cheap, cheap.
Nice.
Everybody.
Okay.
Cheap. And as are tickets to see the 3. So every Improvaganza show,
okay.
which is Thursday the 30th, Friday the 31st, and April the 1st, all at 8 o'clock, and every show is different.
Okay.
So we've taken those 11 groups and spread them out over the weekend.
I like the one on March 30th, dad joke.
Yeah, that's yeah. right. That's right. Yeah. It's
I don't know if I'm going to go there or not.
Yeah,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You have, let's see, just to drop some names here. March 30th, you have Plan B. You have Wedding for
right.
Steinberg.
Right.
Obviously, WIG.
Yeah.
Friday, March 31st, the Comedy Pigs. Door number
yeah.
3, it's like Let's Make a Deal from Another Dimension. Saturday, April 1st, Charmsicle.
Yes.
That's interesting.
Uh-huh. They incorporate music.
Huh.
That's actually Doug Beatty, he's involved in that.
Very,
yes.
very cool. You have Silversmith
yeah.
and Penthouse Basements.
Yeah.
And obviously you mentioned, you know, Beatty's on here, Tavish Forsyth. This is just, I mean, tickets, what, 10 to 15 bucks?
That's it.
Oh, my word, that's like cheapo city.
Yes,
that's right. That's fantastic.
That's right. And this is the first time we're actually serving dollar beers.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You're proper ID. You're just asking for trouble now.
No, we got it under control.
That's good.
And yeah, proper ID, and we'll have free snacks involved at all the tables. Wow. And it's going to be great. The studio theater is going to be transformed, and we hope kind of like a speakeasy kind of a vibe.
Okay.
You know, it's going to be really neat.
Just take it back 100 years. That's right.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, we're really excited about it.
And
really
you mentioned
about it.
Exactly. You have an original device play that's happening June 8th to 18th.
Yes.
We have about 3 minutes left.
Yeah, great. We're in rehearsal for that now. Great team.
Okay.
Zeroing in on a theme and also exactly how we're going to present this.
Okay.
The stuff that's being talked about right now is unlike anything we've ever done. So keep an ear out, guys.
Wow. Okay.
It's going to be pretty incredible.
Okay, very good. And then you've got good things with the press is saying here about AC, and you've got Best of 2016 Otters. And,
yeah.
And it's just – is. What's next? Are you looking towards 2018, even 2019? I mean, how far ahead do you plan these things? Is it just trying to get a handle around what's happening 6 months down the road?
Exactly. We're going to be making some decisions about our 23rd season very soon.
Okay.
What that will bring right now, we will see.
Hush, hush. Yeah.
And we hope that it'll be better than ever.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
And just give us some contact information. We've got about 2 minutes left.
Okay.
And your website.
Yes.
And again, AC is on, you have a mailing list, you're on Facebook, you're on Twitter.
Yeah.
And you have promo videos.
Yeah.
And again, you can get this on the website.
Yeah,
get
absolutely.
The contact information.
Contact information, sure. You can email Arts Collective, that's one word, artscollective@howardcc.edu. You can visit our website, which is www.howardcc.edu/artscollective. Again, one word. And if you want to buy tickets, our box office, and that is 443-518-1500. And please like us on Facebook. You'll learn about everything there first.
Excellent. Susan G. Kramer, thank you so much for the time today.
What
greatly
a pleasure.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. Again, that is Susan G. Kramer. She is the production artistic director with the Arts Collective here at Howard Community College. Again, for all the information, it's howardcc.edu, and then just search Arts Collective. Just remember what Susan said. It's so much more, and it's just, you need to be a part of this, folks. You need to come out to HCC, get your butt in these seats, and just learn from the best. It's just absolutely fantastic. That's going to do it for me, Ron Stafford. Thanking you very much for being right there. Until next time, make it a great day, and even better tomorrow.